You're listening to Radio Life and Style, coming to you from out of the blue, live from the heart of Belita. And we recently launched a new segment on the show. It's a special interview feature aimed at optimizing your health and well-being whilst giving you the info that you need to look and feel your best. It's brought to you in association with Skin Renewal Belita, your top local clinic with a reputation for offering a holistic approach to anti-aging treatments and healthcare, along with the latest world-class medical technologies and aesthetic practices. Each of Skin Renewal's 18 luxurious clinics throughout South Africa is staffed by a team of highly skilled medical doctors, all with a special interest in the prevention and treatment of aging from the inside out. And today, I'm joined once again by one of Skin Renewal's expert medical doctors, one of the best and brightest, Dr. Selesh Mudli, is back with us for a second installment of our new wellness feature right here on Radio Life and Style. And Dr. Mudli, welcome back to the microphone. How are you doing today?
Hi, Mike. All good. Thanks. Thanks for having me back again.
Awesome stuff, man. I'm really excited to crack into our second installment here. It's Skin Deep, a new regular radio feature where we give you expert medical information on the latest trending topics at the intersection of health, wellness, and beauty. And because Skin Renewal is always on the cutting edge, along with Dr. Mudli, we're once again roping in our special AI expert guest for the discussion today. That's right, ChatGPT is back with us in the studio. The artificial intelligence AI chatbot that has taken the world by storm this year and is revolutionizing the way people search for answers and information online. And how does it feel to be co-hosting another radio feature with us today, ChatGPT?
Hello again, Radio Life and Style. As always, I look forward to joining your discussion today and to answering your questions to the best of my ability.
Alrighty, and if you are wondering who is this robotic-sounding virtual voice, ChatGPT is essentially an advanced computer program that's been trained to answer just about any question you can ask it. It does this by drawing on billions of online data sources that it's absorbed and been trained on, and most of the time it gets things right, but sometimes its responses can be inaccurate or outdated, vague, or even just plain made up, and it can be hard to know if you're really getting accurate information from the chatbot. That's why I'm excited to once again compare its insights with the human expert knowledge of Dr. Selesh Mudli as we unpack our big topic for today's show. And today we're looking at the treatment of increased facial pigmentation, or simply put, the treatment of uneven dark marks on the skin of your face. Dr. Mudli, as our resident medical expert from Skin Renewal Belita, I'm sure this is a topic that you encounter a lot. Any skin condition that presents on the face obviously is distressing to anyone who has to live with it, and the self-consciousness that this can generate can be immense. What are the possible causes behind pigmentation that manifests as uneven blotches or dark marks on the face?
Sure. So it's a topic that we really encounter a lot. It's a very common condition that we treat. And of course, there's many possible causes of pigmentation disorders. And it's basically marked by changes in melanin, which is a natural pigment found in our skin that gives our skin its color. And these changes may include hormones, specifically progesterone. So if you're on the pill or the Mirena, photosensitizing medications, thyroid dysfunction, stress and dysbiosis, all of these factors can play a role in contributing towards it. And one of the conditions, pigmentation disorders that we encounter a lot, is called melasma. It's also, it's a specific form of hormonal pigmentation, and it's a considerable problem for South African women and men alike. Mm. So it's a chronic skin condition, very importantly, that occurs in the face, and you get dark patches, which are dynamic. They basically change over the course of your life, depending on many factors which may cause it to get better or worse. And, you know, interestingly, the incidence is much higher in Asian and darker skinned individuals than fair skinned people. Not to say that if you're lighter skinned, you can't suffer from melasma.
Wow, melasma. Okay. So if you weren't familiar with this term, now you are. And let's bring our AI chatbot into the conversation at this point. ChatGPT, can you give us some more information on this condition, melasma, that Dr. Mudli has just mentioned?
Melasma is a common skin condition characterized by the development of brown or grayish-brown patches on the face. It primarily affects women, although men can also experience it. Melasma typically appears on areas of the face that are exposed to the sun, such as the cheeks, forehead, bridge of the nose, and upper lip. The exact cause of melasma is not fully understood, but several factors contribute to its development. These factors include hormonal changes, sun exposure, and genetic predisposition.
Are there any notable health symptoms linked to melasma?
Melasma does not cause any physical discomfort or health complications, but it can have a significant impact on a person's appearance and self-esteem. It is a chronic condition that tends to persist unless treated or managed effectively.
Dr. Mulyo, how does our chatbot's information compare with your own medical knowledge?
Sure, so I definitely agree with ChatGPT in that there's multiple factors that can play a role and contribute towards a patient presenting with melasma, of course. So I would like to add that there's now overwhelming evidence, of course, that certain medical conditions also play are key players in your overall health and can indeed be identified as being a root cause of your pigmentation problem. It's very important to bear that in mind.
Wow.
So it's critical to understand that these conditions might be in a patient, because of course, if we fail to address them, it can lead to a worsening of your pigmentation and of course a failure in your treatment plan for your melasma long term. Again, importantly, melasma is a chronic condition. And it's also important to remember that there's lots of underlying redness and inflammation usually when a patient has melasma.
Mm.
So indeed, in some cases, a patient may actually have discomfort of their skin. And this can be hypersensitivity, which can flare up and subside. And of course, when it's very severe, patients can have really bad skin sensitivity when they're applying their products or even washing their face. So that's important to acknowledge when it comes to the treatment of melasma when we take into account what we're going to do to manage our patients.
Wow. So once again, an individualized approach is really
of course, the
way to go. And that's the whole philosophy at Skin Renewal. And we're going to have a quick music break right now. But on the other side, I'm going to be asking Dr. Mulyo to give us an outline of melasma pigmentation treatments on offer at Skin Renewal Belita and explain what a personalized hormonal pigment treatment plan might look like. You're listening to Radio Life and Style. Stay with it. Skin Deep returns after the break. Okay, back in with round two, part two of episode two of our new feature, Skin Deep, a brand new radio feature brought to you in conjunction with Skin Renewal Belita, giving you expert medical information on the latest trending topics at the intersection of health, wellness, and beauty. And today, my special guest, Dr. Silesh Mudli from Skin Renewal Belita, is back in the studio with me, along with our AI co-host, ChatGPT, who's not doing a bad job, I gotta say. Better than I thought it was gonna do. We're discussing melasma, the facial pigmentation disorder that often presents as blotches or marks on the face and affects many South Africans. Dr. Mudli, based on your experience, who is most likely to present with melasma?
So melasma is more common in darker complexioned individuals. Again, not to say that it can't happen in lighter skinned individuals. But any race, of course, can be affected by melasma. And of course, one of the things that we have that really makes it worse in South Africa is really intense sun exposure.
Oh, yeah.
We usually see it in ladies very commonly over the age of 28. But of course, you can also have it in men, not to say that men can't suffer from melasma as well.
Okay, so it's a broad spread of things and there'll always be exceptions to any rule. But where on the face would one typically notice the appearance of melasma pigmentation?
Sure, so that's a very important question. So it commonly occurs in three regions of the face, mainly the forehead, the cheekbones, which can extend across your nasal bridge, and the jawline, including the upper lip. And it's, you know, you may notice, depending on your skin type, that these are very dark brown, bluish or gray patches, which sort of form and develop and progress over time.
Wow. So you get the idea. It's dynamic, I guess is the word, huh?
Very true, yeah.
And now to bring our AI chatbot back into the conversation. ChatGPT, are there different types of melasma that can be classified?
Melasma can be classified based on the depth of pigmentation in the skin. The classification helps to understand the severity of the condition and guide treatment approaches. Epidermal melasma is the type of melasma that affects the top layer of the skin and is characterized by brownish patches that are well defined. The pigmentation is superficial, making it more responsive to treatment compared to other types. Dermal melasma affects the deeper layer of the skin, the dermis, and is characterized by grayish brown or bluish gray patches. The pigmentation is located deeper in the skin, making it more challenging to treat. Lastly, mixed melasma involves a combination of both epidermal and dermal components. The pigmentation appears as a mix of brownish and grayish-brown patches, with varying depths within the skin layers.
Now that we're getting an understanding of melasma, Dr. Moodley, can you give us an idea of the treatment options available for each type of melasma?
Sure. Again, so I think we've clearly pointed out the difference between the epidermal and the dermal. So obviously our treatment varies between what type of melasma we're trying to treat.
For sure.
So epidermal melasma is the most common, and it's commonly encountered and a lot more easily treatable than dermal melasma. So for this, we use a combination of superficial chemical peels, lime light. Important to recognize that that's only suitable for lighter skin types.
I love the lime light, but I think I'm talking about a different kind of lime light. What is this medical lime light?
So lime light is our photogenesis, which is basically intense pulse light. It's a form of laser treatment that we have at Skin Renewal.
Ah, okay.
Yes. And other treatments include our laser genesis, which is our laser toning again, our transdermal mesotherapy and photodynamic therapy. Then we move on to, again, what ChatGPT mentioned, which was our dermal melasma, which is basically where the melanin has essentially leaked into the dermis, which is the deeper layer of our skin.
Okay.
So the deeper the pigment is, the more difficult it is to treat, essentially. Very important to remember, because this influences our time of treatment to see results. So you have to give it time, very importantly. And it's not really treated with superficial peels, because we need to target the problem a little bit deeper. So we need to look at treatments such as our MesoBright solution, which is a Skin Renewal signature treatment, or injected mesotherapy with tranexamic acid, another buzzword in aesthetics lately, to penetrate more deeply into the dermis to actually reach that pigment.
Sure.
Yeah, and of course, most important is long-term management when it comes into this, from introducing the correct home care, essentially, and our management strategies, which may also include our diet alterations and lifestyle modifications.
Because it's all part of the picture at the end of the day, hey?
Yes, exactly. And then, of course, with our mixed epidermal and dermal melasma, it's a combination of the both. But really, when we're treating this, we stick to our treatments for our dermal melasma, because obviously, if we're only targeting the top of the skin, we're not really going to see much improvement whatsoever.
For sure. So now that you've got a working understanding of this thing, there's obviously a lot to consider. If this is an issue that you yourself are encountering listening to this, I want to find out, how can someone get started with assessing the severity of their own melasma and figuring out a suitable treatment plan, Dr. Moody?
Sure. So I think it's very important to remember that it's quite a distressing thing for a lot of patients. So come in, book a consult with one of our fantastic doctors at Skin Renewal Bellito, and we'll assist you with determining your risk factors for pigmentation and how best to prevent any problems or conditions that you may be susceptible to. It's important also for patients to understand that at Skin Renewal, we treat all our patients holistically by dealing with all the issues that may be responsible for their initial presentation of their melasma, very importantly. And of course, we like to get a thorough history from our patients, exclude any medical conditions that may be aggravating or contributing towards their hormonal pigmentation problem. And we also include some of our essential supplements into our treatment program, which of course may be, you know, essential for optimizing the patient's health.
There you go. That is the Skin Renewal difference, obviously, from all angles. You get the 360 degree, the holistic approach to treatment, and personalized, tailored to your specific, unique situation. And in line with that holistic approach to self-care, I want to end off by asking our chatbot, our AI chatbot, for any recommendations for long-term management of melasma. Any advice, ChatGPT?
Melasma is a chronic condition that tends to recur, especially with sun exposure and hormonal fluctuations. Regular use of broad-spectrum sunscreen with high SPF, wearing protective clothing, and avoiding excessive sun exposure can help prevent melasma from worsening.
And do you have anything to add to those tips, Dr. Moodley?
Yeah, definitely. So just a few pointers from practical experience. One thing that I like to tell patients is to avoid hot baths. Things like Bikram yoga, steam saunas, tanning beds, and dry saunas. All of these cause excessive inflammation, and they may actually aggravate your pigmentation.
Wow.
Another thing is to use what we call a tyrosinase inhibitor. So these ingredients in your skincare basically block pigmentation, and you should be using them daily to prevent new excess pigment from being produced in your skin.
Wow.
Something else is to take an oral antioxidant. These are, you know, something that a lot of patients don't actually know. We have our HelioCare 360 capsules, which is a daily supplement, and it's clinically proven to raise your levels of resistance to the sun.
What? It's like a sunscreen from the inside.
Yes, exactly. So we're targeting the internal as well as the external with our sunscreen that we're wearing.
Amazing.
Yeah. And of course, in addition to your sunscreen, you should also be applying an antioxidant onto your skin. So we're targeting it from the top as well. And these include things like vitamin C, vitamin E, ferulic acid, and Floritin. Come in, have a chat to us. We can always recommend a really tailored skincare routine for you to make sure you're getting the right ingredients on your skin. And another important thing is the addition of high-dose MSM, which increases your intracellular glutathione and helps prevent pigmentation on the skin.
I am going to take your word for it, because half of those words, I've no clue what they mean, but it sounds super sciencey. And
if anything's confusing, just come in and talk to us. We'll help you.
That's why you're in good hands.
That's why we're here.
You got the doctors in your corner from Skin Renewal Belita. They obviously know their stuff, and you're getting the picture. Dr. Suresh Mudli, he's our medical guy. That's why we're talking to him right now. And how can a person get in touch with you and the team at Skin Renewal Belita to book a consultation for a personalized, holistic treatment plan for melasma or any other skin concerns for that matter?
Yeah, definitely. Come and see us. We're the best. I'm a bit biased, but really, we really do our best. So the easiest is just visit our website. All our information is on there. It's skinrenewal.co.za. And you can find all our contact details for our Belita practice right there. Otherwise, you can just feel free to drop us an email at belita@skinrenewal.co.za, or just come in and visit us. We're right here, very centrally located in Belita at Regency House on Douglas Crow Drive. And like I said the last time, it's literally just a walk away from Lifestyle Center.
Hey, couldn't be easier. And that's a wrap for this latest episode of Skin Deep, the feature giving you expert medical info on the latest trending topics at the intersection of health, wellness, and beauty. Proudly brought to you by Skin Renewal Belita. And special thanks to my guest, Dr. Suresh Mudli from Skin Renewal, for helping us gain a new understanding of melasma, its symptoms, and options for holistic treatment. And Dr. Mudli, I'm really looking forward to diving into our next discussion on Radio Life and Style again really soon. What do you say?
Definitely. Thanks a lot, Mike. Always a pleasure being here.
You heard it on Radio Life and Style.